Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Arts and crafts is the topic of discussion this evening on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show, and I want to thank you so much for taking this time on your Wednesday evening to spend with me for the next 30 minutes. Our craft and paper expert, Simone Percival, is going to join us on the line. And Simone always comes on basically once a month, and she kind of gives us ideas in terms of summer projects and what some of the new trends are out there when it comes to arts and crafts. And she's very good at also giving us a list of her favorite websites. So basically anything that's sort of on the cutting edge when it comes to arts and crafts, Simone is the person. And we're going to go ahead and get her on the phone. Hi, Simone. Are you there?
Hey, Victoria. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
So it's been a month since we've spoken about arts and crafts. And when I started publishing the information throughout social networking that we were going to be talking about this, I forgot to tell you that I had so many people that said, please, please talk about projects also for kids. And it dawned on me that the kids are out of school and they're at home if they're not going to summer camp. So a lot of parents are also looking for ideas and things for kids to do as well. So I know I didn't mention that to you, but maybe later on we can get some ideas and put the information on the website to focus more on kids stuff as well.
Okay, sounds good.
So where are we starting off with today? What do you want to start off with? I know you've got the Craft and Hobby Association that's going to be coming up in July. You want to talk about that as well as talk about all of these great websites that you have.
Yeah, basically the Craft and Hobby Association, which is also known as CHA, is happening at the end of July. It's going to be July the 27th through the 29th, and that's for the consumer show. And basically that is open to the public. And that's going to be in Rosedale, Illinois, Chicago. So it should be a really great show. This is a smaller show from the show that I did in Anaheim, California.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't be as many vendors, but it's still a really nice show. And what they'll focus on is all your fall items as well as Christmas and Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's what these companies will be showing this time around.
It's so funny because when you said fall, I wasn't quite ready for that word yet. And it seems like we just started talking summer, you know, but of course in the world of retail, when it comes to that sort of stuff, even clothing and shoes, they start talking fall at the end of July as well. So not quite ready to hear that yet, but in any event. So let's talk about some of these very cool websites that you have on the show today that you want to talk about.
Well, basically, I'm talking about the trends that are going on right now for summer, not fall, for
right.
summer, that you're seeing on websites, you're seeing in your craft stores and your rubber stamping stores. And the first thing I want to start off with is felt. And, you know, I've never used felt. It's something
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you see in the craft stores, but you never kind of pick it up and buy it. But right now it's really, really hot in card making, also in scrapbooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked out Paper Tray Ink as a place to go and pick up the felt. They have some really cool die cuts that goes along with the felt, but you can actually run your die cut through a machine, which is like the
mm-hmm.
Cuddlebug or your Sizzix or your Big Shot, and it cuts out a shape for you in felt. So that's what's really hot right now. You're seeing it all over the website. So Paper Tray Ink is the website, and I think we have that on the on our listing. So
yes.
You may want to check that out.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yeah, so the next one is Cork, and I know that sounds really weird, but it is showing up again, like I said, on the website, and it's using cork with your die cut. And right now die cuts are like the hottest thing that's going on in scrapbooking
uh-huh.
and card making. And basically, it's just like a little metal shape that you run through your, like I said, Cuddlebug or your Big Shot or any of your machines
mm-hmm.
that uses die cuts. And so we're using cork inside of there, too. And these things are really inexpensive. You can get this stuff for maybe a dollar, as
mm-hmm.
well as your felt, maybe a dollar, $2. Comes in all colors, so it's really easy and fun to use. And you just you're just using it with your double-sided tape. So, like I said, it's very easy to use. You can also get this at the Joann's if you don't want to order anything online. So, very easy, really fun. Another
now,
thing
now
I have.
Did you say for that particular one that the scrapbookers are able to use that as well?
Yes, you can put that on your on your pages if you like. But you're really seeing it more so in card making.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they go hand in hand, and you can use both. So
exactly.
So the next thing I do have are dies, and the die cuts, like I said, are really, really a big thing right now. We're seeing spellbinders using tons of different shapes, from flip-flops to ice cream cones, whatever you can think of, they have a shape for it that you can cut out in either paper or your felt or your cork. So this is just really, like I said, really, really hot. I have my favorite things. They have some really cute die cuts that they just started producing. I know that I purchased the scalloped edge, and it's really nice to put on your cards. And, again, you can also use it in your scrapbooking. So very, very nice. And they're not that expensive. They run from, I would say, around $5 to maybe up to $25, depending. Now, if it's $25, you're getting maybe 5 or 6 dies in one. So
yeah, that was my next question when you started talking about the price. That's just not usually for one. You're getting several of them within that package, right?
Right. And for one, you may buy, you might get it for $5 or $6. But usually people get the spellbinders, and they come in like 5 or 6. And you're spending about $25 for them. But it's something that you'll always have. You'll use it.
Right.
I mean, I use mine over and over and over again. They never get dull. You don't have to sharpen them. You'll just, like I said, you'll have them forever. So it's a good investment if you like doing your cards and you like doing scrapbooking and you want some different shapes on your pages. So they look really, really nice on cards.
Great, great. Have you published any of your work that you've done where you've used some of those?
Yes, they are on my website, and I'm not sure if we have my website on there, but it's fashionablecards.blogspot.com. Maybe we can put that on there later, Victoria.
That sounds good.
I do use those a lot. Just about in anything that I do, I go ahead and run that die through the machine and have a nice clean shape on my cards. So.
Great.
It's very easy to use.
Well, I can't wait. Later on this evening when I have a few seconds, I want to go to your Blogspot and take a look at it. And I will add your Blogspot onto your information as well.
Okay, sounds good. Give some people some ideas about what they can do with those. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And then the next thing I have is stitching. And I'll tell you right now, I am not... pulling out the sewing machine, it's just too much. But right now you're seeing a lot of people using that sewing machine to sew together their cards and on their pages. So it's something that's really different. I'll tell you what I do, and it's kind of a little secret. I use rub-ons that look like stitches if I want to get that texture
that
on my page. Yeah.
And you know what, I was just thinking the same thing when you said that, because I'm not much of a, I don't sew either. Certainly I wish I knew how to, but I was thinking there's got to be different items out there that will give you that same look, but you know, don't necessarily have to actually stitch it. So I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff out there that will give you that look.
Yep, I get mine actually from a place called Doodlebug, and actually you can order it online, or you can go into your local scrapbook store and see if they can order that for you. And they come in white and black. So, like I said, they're real easy to use. They're rub-ons, and you can make it look like you've stitched on your page. But that's really, really
like
big
you've spent,
right now.
Like you have spent the entire afternoon as a machine just stitching away.
Exactly. So that's how I do it. I cheat, and I don't mind saying that. But... It is very popular right now. You'll see that on all the blogs and websites right now. The next thing I have is ribbon treatment. And it's really, I don't know, it's like blown up over the past couple months, and people are really using a lot of ribbon on their cards and their scrapbook pages. I actually went to a website, Ashley Newell, and she was on a couple months ago with Embellish Magazine. And
yes,
she
I remember
actually,
Ashley.
Yes. So she has a little demo on her website, and I think we have her website up there, and it's basically her name is Ashley Newell. blogspot.com, and she's showing you how to really do some really fun things with ribbon. So that might be something that your kids would like to do and kind of learn that. It's really, really easy. All you need is double-sided tape and some ribbon. So very easy, very inexpensive. And like I said, it's really beautiful the way that she lays out her ribbon, and it gives you a lot of texture to your cards or to your scrapbook pages. So check that out. It's a really neat, I think it's like a little YouTube thing that she has on her website. So please check that out.
Certainly. I'll make sure I check that out myself as well, yeah. And getting back to the with ribbon, I just think ribbon is just so pretty. It's so delicate. It can just be so many things, you know. I just love ribbon. I have like a bag full of ribbon, and a lot of times, I may not have anything right away that I need it for, but it's just nice to have it, you know. If you need to wrap gifts, or a couple of times I had this this really pretty dress, and I couldn't figure out what type of belt that I wanted. And I thought, you know what, I've seen people use ribbon before. So I actually got two different types of ribbon and sort of twisted them together and used it as a belt. And I have to say, it looked really, really pretty. So ribbon just has so many different types of use, I think.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can get it in all widths, all colors. I mean, it's fabulous. I love ribbon. I have, I'm looking at it now, I have tons of ribbon. but I do use my ribbon, like I said, in my cards. Even for, like, gift wrapping, I think it looks so elegant on a nice package if you're giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
And I also will say that Paper Tray Ink has some of the best ribbon that I've seen. So if you go to that website, take a look at their ribbon. They have some really pretty colors, very bright, vibrant colors. And they're, like, $3 a spool. So very, very inexpensive, again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really do love their ribbon. Like I said, that's Paper Tray Ink. Let's see. The next thing I have is the sewing theme. And we're seeing a lot of sewing machines that are like little rubber stamps. We're seeing spools. We're seeing needles, scissors, dress forms. These are everywhere. And people are really using those on their scrapbooking pages and their cards. So it's just like a huge theme right now. I think in the craft and hobby industry, we go through different themes. I know one year it could have been like, I don't know, baseball. So everything was baseball. You've seen baseballs everywhere. Now it's sewing. So maybe that goes back to the stitching and the ribbon. So it kind of all ties together right there.
Well, let me stop you just for a quick second. We've got a few folks that are joining us inside the chat room. I always like to acknowledge our guests. Our friend Taylor is visiting us. And Taylor actually says, "Hey, girls, I don't use my sewing machine either." She says, she uses paper, and then she will actually do some hand stitching. And she gave us an illustration from her blog spot of some work that she has done. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Taylor and to thank you so much. And Taylor, as Simone continues to speak, I'm going to take a look at your work and see what that looks like. So, Simone, go ahead. I just wanted to say hi.
Yep, I want to say hi to Taylor, too. Taylor is actually the design team coordinator for InStyle Stamps, and I am actually on their design team now. So hello, Taylor, and thank you for stopping by tonight. Really appreciate it.
And Taylor, I'm looking at your page right now as we speak. And if this is her daughter, she's absolutely gorgeous. I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah, she's so beautiful. So Taylor, I'm looking at your the cards that you did that says "Fun in the Sun," and I see what you mean by if you look at it too, Simone, when she talked about the stitching and how she was able to do it, and it looks really good. So we just wanted to give you a shout out, Taylor.
Okay, so the next thing, also with the sewing theme, I listed DonMcVay'sTightPad.com, and she has some really cute things on her website. So if you want to kind of look at the sewing theme, take a look at her website. She always has great stuff on there. She would be a great guest to actually come on and speak with us. She is a member of Paper Tray Inc.'s design team. So really nice things on her website. And the next thing is butterflies.
Yay, love butterflies.
You're a fan of butterflies. We are seeing those everywhere, from punches to die cuts. We're seeing it on paper. I mean, just everywhere. And those are, like, really easy to kind of cut out and play with. Even if you fold them in half, you can make them look three-dimensional. And that's what we're seeing all over cards, all over scrapbooking pages. And I listed SarahMartina.com, and I think it's /blog. She always uses butterflies, and they're so pretty. She adds pearls to them. She adds glitter. It's just beautiful. So she does some really beautiful work. Also with her ribbon treatment, too. She's really good with ribbon and tying all that together. So that's another great blog to kind of look at and get some ideas if you want to use butterflies. Like I said, she has some great things going on over there. So definitely stop by and say hi to Sarah.
Check that out.
She's very sweet. And then the next thing we have is the garden-related theme. Cosmo Cricut had a whole paper pack of nothing but gardening things, as well as My Favorite Things. She has a new stamp set that she released last month, and it was gardening. And I think people are really into gardening now. I know my mom is one of those people. She loves her garden, and she's always out in it. And so it's something that you can take pictures of, and it's great to have some paper that kind of relates to what you're taking your picture of, especially in your gardens. I know people like to share those pictures a lot. So that's one thing. I do have CosmoCricut.com for that, for the garden-related theme.
Great.
And then the next thing I have are banners, and those are, like, everywhere right now. They're like the little upside-down triangles that you can say happy birthday or whatever you want to say. They're everywhere right now, and there's a line of paper called October Afternoon. And you can actually go to that website and kind of look at their paper. I also found a young lady. Her website is SavannahLand2.blogspot.com. I think we have that there. She has some really nice layouts on her website that kind of shows those banners and what I'm speaking of. But that's a really big trend right now, and we're seeing a lot of people using that. And I think, I don't want to blow anything, but I think that there will be a die cut coming out next week from My Favorite Things that will be a banner die cut, and that's very, very exciting because I know, for one, I don't want to cut out little triangles, so this would be perfect to just, like, run my paper through and have it all done for me. So I'm looking forward to that release. So sorry, Kim, if I kind of blew that for you, but I think that's where she's going. She has, like, little sneak peeks on her website, so I think that's where she's going with it. And like I said, that would be fabulous if we do have a die cut that has the little banners already cut out for us.
Right, so you don't have to worry about that. And I got to get a quick hello into my friend Michael, who is listening from Bear, Delaware. And I know Michael is a really, really good friend of mine on Facebook. And I know, Simone, Michael probably could care less about crafts. I mean, I know he listens to pretty much all of my other shows, so I just want to thank him for dropping in this evening and spending some time with us. And, Michael, you better stop saying all of that crazy stuff in the chat room. He's teasing me about something. So, Michael, I need to focus on the show, so stop teasing the news lady, and I'm going to get back to work. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Simone.
Well, hi, Michael, and thanks for stopping by. I know you're probably not into crafts, but thank you for listening to us tonight.
Oh, I love crafts. Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing I have is the best new rubber stamp line right now, and I think it's InStyle Stamps, not because I work for her, but because I love her stamps. If you think about anime stamps or anime cartoons, that is what her stamps look like. She also does a whimsical type of stamp line of everything from birdhouses to, I don't know, coffee cups and everything in between. So really versatile line. She also does the retro stamps. So if you like things that are kind of old-fashioned, back in the day type of things, she has those too. And like I said, I really love her line of stamps. She also does digital stamps that you can buy. And people always ask, what are digital stamps? And basically you're just downloading the image and you're printing it out on your computer. So a lot of fun there. And it's very versatile. So I think that's all I have, Victoria.
Well, you know the bad craft host that I am. I actually really don't have anything in that sense that I wanted to talk about because I really wanted to spend the rest of the little bit of time that we do have to talk about the whole, we only have 9 minutes left to talk about the whole exercise thing because everybody knows that Michael is really making me laugh in the chat room. Michael is so funny. We have this thing, Simone, where there was a young lady who was doing something that dealt with the color green. So these green bags, so Michael and I always kind of have a joke about green stuff. So he says, are the stamps green or something? But in any event, so we're switching subjects to talk about fitness and weight loss because everybody knows that on At Home with Victoria, pretty much this summer we've been focusing on fitness and trying to eat healthy and stay in shape and all of that good stuff. And Simone, you have also taken the challenge. So I really wanted you to talk about it because you're exercising and really – have decided to change your lifestyle and do this every single day. So how is it working for you?
It's going really well. Actually, I've been doing it for now about 2.5 months. And basically what I'm doing is I'm taking some classes at my gym. I take a class called Body Pump, which is basically lifting weights to music for an hour. It's grueling. It is very hard, but it really works. You will see the results. I mean, I'm really seeing the results. The inches are coming off quickly. So I do that twice a week. I also do a class called Body Jam, and this class is more like a hip-hop dancing class. It's a lot of fun. If you make mistakes, nobody cares because most people are making mistakes anyway. We're just trying to really work on our cardio and just have a good time. So it's kind of like a big party. So I really love that class, and that's an hour, and I do that about 4 times a week. And then I take Zumba every now and then, and that's Latin dancing, and it's a lot of fun. And besides that, I'm doing some walking and some interval training, and I also work out with a personal trainer once a week. So just really stepped up my game as far as working out, just want to be healthy. Right now, I'm kind of focusing on trying to eat better. I think that has to go hand in hand with your workout.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you have to, and I've done many, many stories in my television career. It's kind of like, you know, you can't do one and not do the other. And Taylor mentioned inside the chat room, she says, Simone is rocking it out with the exercise. She says that that she's helping me, helping her stay motivated to lose the baby weight. And that you're doing a really good job, but you're right. You can't exercise and then not eat right because basically you just might as well not exercise because they really do go hand in hand. So I've been pretty good also with sticking with my exercise routine as well as eating well. So I think if I had to pick one, I probably have been sticking more with the eating than I do exercising, and that's more so because my gym closed down. So I've just been kind of walking with my dog, Abby, 3 or 4 times a week. But when I first started, Simone, I think I want to say I started maybe 3 months ago, so about a month ahead of you. I just started dropping weight like crazy. So I think I want to say I'm down to 2 dress sizes now.
Wow. And that's a lot for you because I know – how small you are, and you were small when I met you, so I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But you look very toned in your pictures, and I think that's one thing that can happen, too, is when you're starting to lose weight, you want to also tone your muscles. And
absolutely.
It makes you look so much better. It really does.
And I've been actually doing the Pilates. So I've been doing the Pilates, and like I said, walking, and even Taylor just said in the chat room, She goes, it's too hot to walk outside. And it is. It is very hot. So I normally go out and walk in the evening time when the sun goes down. And I basically spray a lot of bug spray on me because they will certainly eat you alive out there.
Oh, my
but,
God.
But one thing that I've also started doing was getting more, actually, fiber into my diet as well because I was really bad in terms of neglecting that. So I can definitely say that I feel a lot more healthier than I did before. So with me, I think I need to focus more on the exercising again, so just not doing the 4 days a week walking 45 minutes, but to also get back to doing the Pilates a little bit more than what I have been doing.
Yeah, it's a change. It's a total change, and I do feel so much better and just so much stronger. And I'm not winded anymore, and I just feel great. So it's like you take it one day at a time. I started with my first class was Zumba, and I was really winded after that class. I'm like, oh my God! But it was so much fun, so I wanted to do it again. And so that's how I kind of stuck to a routine, and just meeting some really incredible women at that gym that were just so positive, and they motivate you, and they'll ask you, are you coming to this class? Are you coming to this class? And you're like, yeah, you know, you're kind of on the spot.
Like,
so
right, you're like, I guess I'll come. I hadn't really planned on it, but
exactly.
I do find too that having that support around me, because I have all, you know, most people have probably a lot of exercise equipment at home, and you and I have had this discussion before. Although I have a room full of exercise equipment, there's nothing like physically getting out and going to a place where there are other people there to support you, and everyone's working out, having a good time, and all of you are kind of trying to reach the same goal. So I just like the idea of actually getting out there with more, you know, with other people in the exercise. I did get a little bit frustrated because with me, I'm in the process that I keep losing weight. So every time I go and buy a pair of pants, it's kind of like then 2 weeks after that, I've lost more weight. So I've decided I'm just not going to buy anything until my body gets to a point where it's going to kind of settle down to where it needs to be right now.
Yeah, and that's probably the best thing. So, yeah, just take it slow, Victoria. I don't want you melting away on me.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So we only have a couple more minutes. So Michael, as always, thank you so much for dropping by. Michael is one of these people, Simone. he is just such a sweetheart, but he and I just so think alike on a lot of different issues. And he's actually good friends with Anthony. Remember I had Anthony on from HSN? Yeah. So Michael was really good friends with Anthony, so I was able to connect with him through Anthony. So I always want to thank Michael for supporting me and my show and all of that good stuff. And thank Taylor for dropping by to support you and me, and we always appreciate it. So Taylor, the next time we have a show, you have to call in and say hi and give us some of your ideas and what you're doing. And Michael, since I now know that you also like crafts, the next time we have a show, you'll have to call in and talk to us about crafts from a guy's perspective, because I don't want to say not a lot of guys like crafts, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that would be crafts, fun.
Yeah, crafts is not, I think, a thing that the guys are really like, oh, let me go do some crafts. So, Michael, you have to call in. And actually, to put you on the spot, the next time we have a show, I'm going to put your name inside the information so that you can actually come on and talk about it. But in any event, we've only got 3 seconds left. So, Simone, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you again next month. In fact,
okay.
I think I get to see you for the Tony Horton thing in D.C., right?
Yes. We're working out.
Yes. So, quickly, but Tony Horton's going to be at the National Press Club in D.C. Check my wall for the information. So I'm asking all of my friends and fans to come down. I've got to do some interviews with him, so I thought it would be fun for all of us to actually work out that day. So I'm looking forward to that. Simone, thank you so much. You're a sweetheart, and thanks for the information.
Okay, thanks for having me.
And I want to thank all of you so much for taking the time and spending with us this evening. So I guess I'm going to get out of here and go for a walk. Michael, I love you. Taylor, thanks for stopping by. Simone, I love you too. And I will talk to you guys during the next show. Have a good one.